As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, baby, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. I'm proud to be part of it, won't you? Also, welcome to our Friday, June the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, I guess. Hard facts and workable solutions for each and every day. Certainly, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's Become Vocal Local. Or you can just simply pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. If you happen to be in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in throughout the broadcast at 512-904-8014. To join us live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And a nice little bundle of information from a potential guest. And I look forward to that. I'm going to follow up on that over the week. But anyway, you can always send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elkin, Texas. 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying Become Vocal Local this morning. Thank you very much for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Make a note of it. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals and equities decline on bad press. Crude oil and the U.S. dollar index dropping. Well, I see a red ink in the markets this morning, folks. Real wealth generation is a dirty business. We're going to go into the mining sector news this morning. It is soaring in some places. In part two, comprehensive planning and zoning the planning commission. We'll take up most of the broadcast with that today. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout all of this and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago found gold trading off 80 cents at $1,533 an ounce. A lot of pressure on gold in the opening bell, so to speak. Silver also down 86 cents at $35.29. Where was that $37 silver we had just a day ago? Platinum off $7 at $1,805. Shall we just continue? Everything's down today. Palladium off $2 at $767. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $20 spread there. Lots of action. Big hammers coming in. Hammers and shovels, that's what they brought to the market this morning. $1,523.30 for a low. $1,543.10. They don't know whether to and or go blind, as they say. But at $1,533, even your gold is up $325.90 year-to-year for a 26.98% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, baby, yippee-tie-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay. What's going on in the markets? Welcome back to our Friday, June the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Trying to be happy here this morning. Coming to you Friday, Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back into our market report. And wade around in this sea of red ink a little bit. After trading New York City at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, again found gold trading off 80 cents. At $1,533 an ounce, silver off 86 cents at $35.29, platinum down $7 at $18.05, and palladium off two at $7.67. Well, we've got lots of room to go up this morning. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price of gold at $1,531, so we're trading above that. That's the good news. SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding 1,212.87 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $60 billion. Visit the SPDR Gold Shares website and take a good look at their symbol, the spider on the corner of the web, just waiting to unzip your fly, most likely. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 42 at 12,249. The NASDAQ up 4, closing at 2773. The S&P 500 off 2 at 1313. Crude oil this morning off $1.59 a barrel. That's good news. At $98.81 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. Everything you ever wanted to know about oil can be found at, well, theice.com. The U.S. dollar index, speaking of theice.com, little trade-weighted basket of currencies, drops 20 basis points this morning at 74.30. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie off 82 basis points at exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.01 in foreign exchange. The Mexican pesos this morning, Mexican pesos are in the news, by the way. We'll talk about that in a moment. Dropping 63 basis points, yet still hanging on to 9 cents. Your multiplier is 11.7017 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pesos, fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning, virtually flat at $1.45 against the U.S. buck, a rooney, and the British pound down 44 basis points at $1.63. On an upward tick, the Swiss franc, that venerable little Swiss franc, still strong and standing tall, up 46 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.19. Hope you've been following that Swiss franc. It's up about 20 cents this year. That's not bad. That's what? That's pretty good. 1/5 move against the U.S. dollar. The bond market yielding is 2-year yield, excuse me. The U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness. Got to spit it out just right, Willie. It's down 0.42% this morning. The 10-year yield is 2.96 and the 30 at 4.21. The mortgage market, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage market this morning continues this downward trend. I mean, they're giving houses away, folks. They would love you to step into a bank someplace and sign up for a loan. Hope you don't do that. Hope you've got gold and silver. When you want to buy property, buy distressed property. Why not? Take advantage of it. Anyway, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage this morning moves down from 3.91% a month ago to 3.72%. Giveaway prices here. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.69% to 4.49%. How low could these mortgage rates go? The prime rate fixed at 3.25% and standing in your gold to silver ratio this morning, 43.46 ounces of silver brings you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into the economy calendar. Lots of information out there this morning. Factory orders from yesterday came out after the broadcast began, where we found that they fell. Factory orders fell 1.2% in April as a price fueled a 0.6% rise for new orders of non-durable goods, failed to offset a steep 3.6% retreat on the durable side, where the monthly declines are wide and deep. Not such good news. Factory shipments fell 0.2% to end a recovery long string of gains. And suddenly, look out for those suddenlies, and suddenly, the build underway in inventories doesn't look so good, hinting at unwanted inventory that's building, not due to the anticipation of future demand, but due to the lack of current demand. Isn't that what I've been telling you for the last months and months and months as the inventory's built? Yeah, all the big box stores, they got everything stacked to the ceiling, unfortunately. Ain't no buyers in the store. Inventories rose 1.3% in the month, right in line with the builds of the prior 2 months. A plus in the report is a continued rise in backlog orders, which will give manufacturers a little breathing space to wait out what hopefully will be a very brief soft spot in their recovery. Let's go on to the next article. The EIA petroleum status report. No benefit here. An increase in imports offset a smaller increase in refinery inputs. Increase in imports. Smaller increase in refinery imports or inputs. In other words, they're putting less and less inside the refineries. Why is that? Well, because there's nobody lining up to buy it. Anyway, to make for a sizable 2.9 million barrel build. What are they talking about? Million barrel builds. Well, if they could find another pot or a kettle, they'd fill that with crude oil too and hold it on the side because they're not selling much of it. Increased refinery output of gasoline offset a smaller increase in gasoline supplied to wholesalers to make for a 2.6 million barrel build in gasoline inventory. So even your gas stations out there are sitting out there with all their tanks underground just topped off to the max. For distillates, that would be your diesel fuel, among other things, And remember, diesel fuel is an important indicator. All of the trucks in America are running on diesel. They don't run on gasoline, folks. And all the farm tractors in America that are worth their salt run on diesel, too. So when you see diesel fuel output down, you know that this country ain't going no place but into the dumpers. For distillates, output and product supply were steady, though inventories fell 1 million barrels. Demand indications from product supplied show improvement for gasoline to a year-on-year minus 0.5%. Well, that's enough of that disappointment. Let's go to the next one. The Monster Employment Index. Yeah. The Monster Employment Index slipped 2 points in May to 143 to indicate month-to-month weakness on online recruiting. All right, let's go up and visit with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. You can find out about all of this online recruiting. Anyway, things ain't looking too good there either. Industry show contraction, including public administration, healthcare, and social assistance, and wholesale trade. So it's all the places where people work. Public administration, they're whacking so many jobs in California. Well, you might as well just call them gone and dead gone. They're whacking jobs all over this country. There's no doubt about it. But there's more to that. Let's go over here and take a peek. The employment situation, not cheerful news. I told you, we started off with red ink here. Well, here's part of the reason. Analysts have lowered their forecast after an anemic ADP private payrolls report, but they did not lower them enough. Well, the non-farm payrolls month-to-month change, they were looking for 170,000. They got 54,000. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So obviously most of the economists out there in the world are deaf, dumb, and blind anyway, unfortunately for them, even though they had a consensus range of anywhere from 90,000 to 200,000 new jobs, non-farm payrolls, they dropped down to 54,000. Oh my, anyway. Sluggishness in payroll jobs was broad-based. Goods-producing jobs were basically flat, while private service providing rose moderately and government jobs declined moderately. It goes up, guts to go down. I'm going to send all them socialists a pack, and that's good news. That's the good news. If you really want to find out more about it all, you can go up to John Williams, shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com, shadow government statistics. We always like to look at the shadow government, FEMA and elsewhere. But John Williams has a newsletter, and for $175 a year, you can get the real story. Of course, it's a little rich for my blood. Let's jump into this news. TransCanada says more compromises are unlikely on Keystone XL. What's this about? Jeremy Van Loon, Brad Olson writing for Bloomberg. New news. TransCanada Corporation. TransCanada. I think we had a highway named after that, didn't we? The TransCanada Corridor. And Trans-Mexico, Trans-Texas, it's always trans-something. Always going transportation links. Go back and visit Vicki Davis. Look at your Trojan triangles. Figure it out. Is unlikely to make more compromises to landowners or regulators to win approval for its Keystone XL pipeline that will ship Canadian crude oil to the Gulf Coast. A company executive said they're going to get this TransCanada pipeline one way or another. Of course, if we could hook it up to the North Slope so that we can get some of that ANWR gas and diesel, well, that would be kind of a nice thing to do. We'll see how it all works out. TransCanada has made 57 changes to its original plans. I hope they're using pencil, including modifications to the way the company will monitor the pipeline and prepare for emergencies. Emergency preparedness, you know, so important in this time when we're promoting a culture of safety. Said Alex Pourbaix, something like that, P-O-R-B-A-I-X, you say it, who heads the company's pipeline division. Quote, we've already gone far beyond the requirements of any other crude oil pipeline in the U.S., Pourbaix said in an interview today at the company's headquarters in Calgary. That would be Canada. Those 57 conditions really do represent the additional gives that we've been willing to give to landowners and stakeholders with respect to that pipeline. Lots of gives. Quite a few of them. 57 conditions. A proposed extension of Canada's or TransCanada's $13 billion Keystone Express pipeline, which would cut through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. We got maps of that stuff, don't we? They're going to put a highway there and a freight line there and all of the high-speed DSL lines and all kinds of new development. Well, anyway, it's been delayed by objections from U.S. politicians and environmentalists. The link between the end of the existing line in the U.S. Midwest and Gulf Coast refineries needs State Department approval. They're going to have to go talk to Hillary, Billary, and Nod. Anyway, they're already doing things that are not just better than average, but are industry-leading, said Carl Kirst, an analyst with BMO Capital Markets who rates TransCanada's shares as outperform and owns none. If people have a problem with Keystone XL, then almost by extension, they're going to want to shut down the whole U.S. pipeline grid. Powerful words there, Carl. Have some coffee. Enbridge spill impact. Kirst said the regulators have scrutinized the Keystone project because of environmental concerns over oil sands production and a 20,082-barrel oil spill near Chicago last year. Remember that one? While Makonda was gently weeping, this thing was dumping oil into the lake. Anyway, compromises TransCanada has agreed to with U.S. regulators include narrower spacing of isolation valves, which allow the operator to confine damage and leakage from a section of pipe in event of an emergency. The valves will be placed more frequently than normal and will add plenty or pretty significant incremental capital costs to the project. And valves ain't cheap, you know, without providing details, they say. These are pretty expensive valves. The equipment will be likely spaced at intervals of tens of miles. Tens of miles. You do the math. Calculate the diameter of the pipe times the tens of miles between valves, and you get an idea of how deep the oil will be in your front yard if it breaks. TransCanada says it has agreements with more than 80% of the landowners in states where the pipeline will cross. Well, there's more to that. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Texas urges the U.S. to leave gas fracking oversight to the states. Boy, look out. Dr. Truot ought to be on this one like a fly on a piece of paper. Joe Carroll writing this one for Bloomberg. The top energy regulator in the biggest natural gas producing state urged federal officials to keep their hands off drilling techniques that environmental groups say contaminate drinking water. Texas Railroad Commission chairman, boy, we're right back into Gustavus Myers here, aren't we? Texas Railroad Commission chairman Elizabeth Ames Jones said in an interview today that states are better equipped than the federal government to regulate hydraulic fracturing, the practice of injecting high-pressure jets of water, sand, and chemicals into rock formations to release gas and oil. Jones said yesterday that Texas won't require drillers to disclose ingredients they regard as trade secrets. Hell no, we don't want to know what you're sticking down in the ground there. It'd be a big mistake for federal regulators to assume oversight of drilling for natural gas, Jones, 54, said today on the sidelines of a U.S. Energy Department meeting in Washington. She said she's hopeful the panel will come to the understanding that one-size-fits-all federal oversight practice does not merit further attention. That one-size-fits-all thing, that's a Rick Perry phrase. I guess it's going viral in Texas. Anyway, Jones, a Republican who has announced her candidacy for U.S. Senate, I don't imagine that she's going to be fair and partial for long, told a federal panel studying the risk of hydraulic fracturing that the practice known as fracking never has contaminated groundwater in Texas, she said, as she lit her water bottle on fire and drank another cigarette. She made her comments during a meeting of the seven-person task force established by the Energy Secretary Stephen Chu last month, at the behest of the usurper. Well, there's more to that story as well. Let's go here. Record $21 billion pouring into bond market as the peso rallies. Mexico credit, new news. Belinda Cao and Andre R. Martinez writing this for Bloomberg. A rally in the Mexican peso and inflation near a five-year low are luring a record amount of investment into the country's bond market. Remember the story I shared months back. You want to make all of your transfers into U.S. dollars before you embark on a trip to Mexico. Mexico, they may not be taking your U.S. dollars. They don't want no greenbacks. International investors bought $21 billion of Mexican debt denominated in pesos in the last 6 months through March, the most since the central bank began compiling the data in the 1960s. Local debt returned 10.3%. this year in dollar terms. Well, why the heck wouldn't people invest there? Start putting 10% on your some of your investments, you'd probably go there. What are we looking at in the bond market this morning? The yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness for America, the U.S. Treasuries, 0.42%. Even the 30-year gives you 4.21%. These guys are knocking down 10.3%. Yeah, I would imagine it'll probably draw some investors. Mexico has let the peso rally a record 9% in the past year, while developing nations from Brazil to South Korea have taken measures to limit gains in their currencies and shore up their exports. Yields on Mexico's benchmark pesos due in 2024 sank 81 basis points since the end of March to a 5-month low of 7.03% yesterday. Well, going south.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again, going to my favorite whipping boy here. Goldman Sachs said to get a subpoena from the New York prosecutor, this by Christine Harper. Yesterday evening's news off Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., the fifth biggest U.S. bank by asset, subpoenaed by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for information on the firm's activities leading into the credit crisis. Two people familiar with the matter said, well, this is a lengthy article. There's not a lot of new news in it. It's just bringing it back, letting you know that it's still out there. So the subpoena relates to the U.S. Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations report on Wall Street's role in the collapse of the financial markets, the securitization of mortgages here, which accused New York-based Goldman Sachs of misleading the buyers of mortgage-linked investments, the people said, speaking on a condition that they didn't want to get killed in the alley or have their knees broken. Rahm Emanuel might send out a team. Anyway, because the inquiry isn't public, Goldman Sachs has dropped by 16% in New York trading since the Senate committee, led by Michigan Democrat Carl M. Levin, used the firm as a case study in a 640-page report on its findings released in April. At the time, Levin said that Goldman Sachs had also misled Congress about the company's bets on the housing market, and the firm has said its testimony was truthful. Well, you know, let Pinocchio be the judge. If their noses are growing, send out the woodcutters. Pipe maker Maharashtra Seamless Plan Steel Plant Purchase. Interesting headline. Jay Shankar writing this. Any relation to Ravi? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he plays the tabula. Maharashtra Seamless Limited, an East Indian pipe maker that counts Franklin Resources Incorporated amongst its investors, may build or buy a steel plant to meet rising demand from domestic and overseas markets for its products. Yeah, guess who the overseas market is? Us. How the hell come we're not building our own steel pipe? That's my question. We'll need 400,000 metric tons of steel billets down the line, and backward integration. What is that? Backwardization? Backward integration will improve profitably and add shareholder value. Chief Financial Officer Ravi, now we got the whole Shankar. Wow, the next thing you know, they're going to dress in chiffon or something. Anyway, export markets, he said as the incense drifted to the ceiling, export markets such as the U.S. are driving growth as oil prices are at a high and exploration and production activities will increase. Well, if you want to know where the real wealth comes from, folks, it comes out of the ground. Doesn't make any difference whether you're doing oil, natural gas, or iron ore, or gold. We're going to find out about the gold in a moment. But anyway, that demand may benefit Indian suppliers as the U.S. and the European Union have imposed anti-dumping duties on Chinese pipes. Farin Tanana, or Tana, an analyst at the brokerage, but, oh my, but, how do they get away with all these different vowels and consonants strung together? Anyway, it's some kind of a company I guess you could invest in. Inquiries from the U.S. so far have been encouraging, Gupta said. The company is also expanding in Brazil and in the Middle East. A new 3 billion rupee plant being built in the western Indian state of Maharashtra will start production by September. We're not building any new plants in, you know, Chicago. We're not building any new in Detroit. We're not building anything new in Tarrytown, New York. But they're building them in East India. Global demand will increase as exploration picks up on offshore fields. Arnold Rawl, an analyst at the Mumbai-based Antique Stock Broking Limited, said by phone. And then they're going to put in a solar plant to power the whole thing, so it's kind of really got a kind of a newsworthiness to it. The EU IMF wind, well, it's not wind, it's wind, Will. EU IMF wind-up Greek economy review as bailout is ready. That's right. They're selling everything in Greece, man. Going to go into a full-blown riot any day now. It's going to have to be a revolution. I'm going to be driving these people into the streets. Maria Petrakis and Marcus Benassen, writing this one for Bloomberg collaboratively. European Union and International Monetary Fund officials today, complete a review of Greece's plan for 78 billion euros or 113 billion U.S. in asset sales and austerity measures as they prepare the nation's second bailout in a little more than a year. They're rolling up the sidewalks, they're selling the asphalt, and all of the Elgin marbles. Well, anyway, the asset caps a week when Greece's fiscal crisis worsened enough for Moody's Investor Service to raise the probability of a default to 50%. Just toss a coin. It's going to go one way, going to go to the other. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou will discuss the findings at 3 p.m. on a visit to his Luxembourg counterpart. We spoke of him yesterday, Jean-Claude Juncker, who leads the group of Euro area finance ministers. Now, for all of you that are Robert Chapman fans, you know that when Robert Chapman rolls out the list of the Illuminati and the black nobility of Europe, he often drops in the name Juncker. Juncker. Yeah, you just go back in history, and anybody that is much of a European history buff will recognize that name. The Junkers have been around in the nobility for a long time. He's also one of the people, he was the principal architect of the Maastricht Treaty. And if you want to find out more about the Maastricht Treaty, just go up to Vicki Davis's wonderful website, channelingreality.com, and search it up. Excuse me. The medium-term plan is largely completed, and some details, remember, there were no major hiccups. Well, that's good news. Here's another one. Some people like this guy, some people don't. But there's certainly lots of energy happening, lots of action happening, trying to destroy the value in the eyes of the investors of gold and silver and platinum and palladium and rhodium, too. And here this guy comes out, and this is what he's got to say. Gartman sells 50% of gold holdings after decline. We don't know whether he was holding $10 worth of gold or $100 worth of gold, but apparently he sold 50%. Of course, the article will show down near the bottom that he bought back in again. But nevertheless, Nicholas Larkin, and I like Nicholas's articles, writes this for Bloomberg, New News. Dennis Gartman, the economist and editor of the Gartman Letter, who correctly forecast 2008's commodity slump. That one didn't exactly take a lot of education. You could also say, William Roberts, host of Become Vocal Local, who correctly forecast 2008's commodity slump. Robbie Noel, how many names you want to throw out here? I think just about everybody could see the writing on the wall with that one. Anyway, he cut his gold position by half today and said yesterday's drop makes him nervous that it may keep falling. Well, you're going to have to go to the fundamentals there, Dennis. Things are going to have to change on the bottom before things are going to change on the top. And anyway, the metal fell as much as 1.3% yesterday after earlier this week trading within 1.8% of the all-time high a month ago. Gartman cut his gold holdings in all currencies. Gold in euros and British pounds rose to records since last week for the first time. Here's the quote. All right, not going to spin this guy. We're just going to give it to you straight up. Quote, for the first time in a very, very long while, we are a good deal more nervous than we have been about the trend, close quote. Gartman said in his Suffolk, Virginia-based Gartman Letter, quote, we fear that yesterday's sharp break that took gold down to 1520 in the veritable twinkling of an eye. We had one of those yesterday. We had one of those this morning. We've been having those in the first opening moments of the market for a month. Anyway, that's what he says. We fear that yesterday's sharp break that took gold down to 1520. You do the math. Even if it went down from 1570 to 1520, what's the percentile? Negligible. Was the harbinger of an even more severe weakness that might soon develop. Gold may swiftly fall to about 1480 an ounce as early as the next few days, he wrote. We'll find out whether or not he's a false prophet. Gold for immediate delivery dropped $6.27 or 0.4% to 1,527.30 an ounce by 1:07 p.m. in London. Gold has gained 7.4% this year and touched a record of $1,577.57 an ounce on May the 2nd. So we'll just see whether or not Gartman's predictions are accurate. Here's a little bit of new news. More new news about gold and silver and the real riches and the mining industry. Good stuff. Elizabeth Behrman writing this for Bloomberg. Harmony Gold Mining Companies, underline that now, Harmony Gold Mining Companies, Papua New Guinea. Now, Papua New Guinea was where the maid, the Negro maid, allegedly assaulted by Dominique Strauss-Kahn came from. I wonder if this is all kind of related news. I don't know. Anyway, Harmony Gold Mining Company's Papua New Guinea's mine is shaping up to be the world's third richest gold and copper deposit. Wow. We'll talk about that right after this. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And, of course, the call-in number remains 866-841-1065 throughout each broadcast. And if you happen to be in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can always call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Now, let's jump up to Massachusetts and visit with our on-the-ground rubber reporter, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning, Will. How's it going?
It's going well for me. How about for yourself?
Oh, no, Will, I'm doing just fine. Well, Will, I'm flying blind, so I'll share some local news around here. Sarah Palin came to my state. And you know what? I'll bet you the people who like her are old farts ready to die. So that's unless you come in and you say, I'm going to get you lots of money and freebies, like going to the zoo and you go inside the cage and you take out a nice piece of meat and throw it to the lion.
Because
if you don't have that meat, the lion will eat you. So,
I really don't know what the Republican Party is up to. I mean, they're firing blanks. I mean, they're dragging them all out. You know, the next thing you know, Mike Huckabee's going to get Newt Gingrich to give up Mike Huckabee's campaign manager. And he'll fire up his on-the-road bus again. But, you know, Sarah's out there, and she's getting a lot of headline time, and that's what she's there for, kind of a spoiler. And, you know, the other clown, what's the Mormon's name from your – he's from your
– Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
Romney's a joke.
I heard a clip yesterday. He was coming out talking about somebody, but I mean, he was stumbling over his words worse than I do. It was just kind of amazing.
Oh, wow.
But at least he was not using a teleprompter. He was obviously reading, but he ought to really take a card out of Sarah Palin's playbook. And she always just writes her speeches on her palm and her wrist and upper arm. Kind of looks like the tattooed woman, you know, but nevertheless, depends on the audience.
I know. I mean, Masters is pretty pitiful. And you know what? There might be a dealer who says, forget about buying gold, Start buying lead. Start buying ammo for your guns. I'm a lead dealer. I sell AK-47 rounds. I sell .357 Magnum rounds. You can get a special on a box of 50 caliber rounds for your bunker. So Will, before I get off the air, you know, I don't know when this country's going to collapse. It's so close to collapsing now. We're going into Libya where we're making a mess out of that, and you know what? One of these days, these other countries are going to return the favor, and we'll have war in our streets. Imagine, Will, World War III in the streets of America with destroyed buildings, martial law, and savages running around shooting Americans.
We'll just hand the keys to the Caterpillar tractors to the Muslim men and let them just go ahead and doze the whole thing over. Everybody will be happier afterwards, and, you know, hey, it'll just move globalism further, just one more cue on the...
Global to local. This Agenda 21, this globalism, I'm going to get off the air because my break's almost over, but, Will, why can't we just have a good, solid right-winger who says, no abortion, no homosexual marriage, reduce the size and scope of government, strengthen our military, no perverts in the military, no Muslims in the military. That's it. We're going part right. We're going Pat Buchanan right here. And so far to the right, it'll make your head spin. Why can't we just have a president that has some testosterone that will not put up with people crossing the border, having snipers on the border? The president will say, we're going to have snipers on the border, and they're jarheads fresh out of Camp Pendleton, and they're going to start target shooting.
That's just my
fantasy, Will. God bless you, and have a good one.
You too, and have a great week. Well, there you go. That's Jeff from Chelsea. Hard right wing. We've got to go so far right. Man, we're so far right now that the right is back to back with the left. We got the Dems and the Republicans, and they trade jeans in the morning, you know. But there is that strong belief system. I mean, it's almost as bad and as deep as religion, you know. People believe in these parties. I say abolish the damn parties, you know, get them the hell out of here. This spirit of division needs to go. I'm sick and tired of it. Yeah, I don't know whether the Muslims are going to bring their camels and their Caterpillar tractors or what they're going to do, but, you know, I'm really not too concerned about that. I think once Muhammad gets over here, he'd take one look around and say, crap, heading for the tent, honey. I'd rather be a Bedouin than live in this crap. I'm out of here. Anyway, back to the discussion. Harmony's massive copper and gold mine could trigger Newcrest takeover offer. That's right. Elizabeth Behrman writing this for Bloomberg. Harmony's gold mining company, again, Papua New Guinea, is shaping up to be the world's third richest gold and copper deposit. Lots of information on this one. Big, big mine doing real well. And everybody's coming in. Mergers and acquisitions, they're ready to go. Every major copper company in the world would be interested in buying this one, along with every major gold company. So we'll just keep your eyes peeled on this. But for those of you that are out there that do invest in the mining stocks, keep your eyes peeled. Harmony. Harmony Gold Mining. Okay, keep your eyes peeled. Well, hey, gold and metal, gold and silver does really good for some people. Here's one more off Bloomberg. Australians buy super yachts like kids in a candy shop amid the record currency. All right, Gemma Daly writing this one for Bloomberg. The number of Australians who own super yachts has more than tripled in the past 5 years as the nation's biggest mining boom in a century drove up its currency to a record, enhancing a drop in prices caused by a supply glut. All right? A glut. This is what happens when you get out there and actually start getting your hands dirty. All right? Like I said in the opening, real wealth generation is a dirty business. You sit up there in the ivory tower. You sit up there on the 92nd floor, if they've got such a thing, at the Goldman Sachs building. Stainless steel monstrosity that it is. But anyway, you sit up there, you don't get your hands dirty. They don't really generate any wealth. They're just in the rape, rob, pillage, and burn department, all right? But again, here's the article. The number of Australians who own super yachts more than tripled in the past 5 years as the nation's biggest mining boom in a century drove up its currency to a record. Some 110 Australians possess vessels exceeding 98 feet in length, up from about 30 acquirers 5 years ago as a 42% gain in the currency and slower demand in the U.S., slash the prices they pay by 70%, according to Australian Super Yachts, a group of companies that brokers, staffs, and services the boats. I mean, these things aren't just sitting in the harbor someplace. They're ready to rock. They're ready to roll. They got all the, you know, the captains there and everybody's there, and they got the wine coolers are stocked. The wet bar is ready to go. They got all the food. And anybody that's got this kind of money, they just bomb over for a weekend trip, or maybe they go midweek, I don't know. The stars have aligned and created a window of opportunity for Australian buyers. They're like kids in a candy shop. China and India's booming demand for Australian resources is spurring the nation towards its 20th year of expansion. The combined wealth of the nation's 200 richest people expanded 23% over the past year as surging iron ore prices helped make Gina Reinhart, the first woman to be ranked as the nation's richest person and the first Australian with a fortune exceeding $10 billion. And that's a couple of wallabies, let me tell you. The Australian dollar climbed to $1.10 on May the 2nd, the highest level since exchange controls were scrapped in 1983. All right? Buying yachts. Morris negotiated this year for an Australian who bought a 150-foot boat in Florida for $6 million Australian, with the price dropping from the initial $7.4 million sought, partly by because the Australian currency rose from 98 U.S. cents to $1.10 during purchase discussions. I mean, it was getting cheaper the longer they talked, right? The seller wasn't a distressed seller. He wanted the money, Morris said. U.S. boatyards are full at the moment, some of which are vessels that have been repossessed. And Australia's booming economy has produced buyers looking for a bargain. Okay, so they'll put on their drovers and their crusher hats and they'll stand around on the deck and, I don't know, call sheep or something. They'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's broadcast, lots of news. Lots of pretty weird news. Yeah. Let's continue. We'll give you one more news article. Then we're going to go into something a little bit more intelligent. The boner popping up in the news all over the place this morning on Bloomberg. Boner offers Libya resolution demanding details from Obama, the usurper, on objectives. James Rowley writing this one for Bloomberg, the last news article of the day. House Speaker John Boner is trying to thwart a resolution demanding an end to U.S. military involvement in Libya by offering an alternative that would direct President, well, I don't call him that, Barry the usurper, to provide a fuller explanation of the mission. There's been a lot of discussion about this, you know, for some time now. Anyway, I'll go a little further with it. The Ohio Republican offered his proposal yesterday, a day after Republican-controlled House delayed a vote on Dennis Kucinich, that's Ohio Democrat, Dennis Kucinich's resolution that demands the withdrawal of U.S. support for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, mission within 15 days. The House plans to vote on both proposals today. That would have been yesterday, so maybe you could go up on Blacklisted News and get the rest of the story and see how it turned out. I didn't go there and look this morning. Anyway, ending U.S. support now for NATO's bombing campaign against Muammar Gaddafi's regime would, quote, put a real dent in the mission to protect rebel forces and pressure Gaddafi to yield power. Power. You know, it's just all six of one and half a dozen of the other. You know, wherever the military-industrial complex thinks they can make the most money, they go there. They don't give a damn who they back. It's all about money, 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 baby. They want your resources, and they want to exploit them, and they don't care where they go or who they have to kill to get there. But Kucinich said House leaders postponed the vote on his resolution because they feared it would pass. Impatient with foreign U.S. military involvement also surfaced last week in the narrow margin, 204 in favor, 215 against, that is a narrow margin, of the House defeat of an amendment that would have directed the usurper to submit an accelerated timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. So you got the commander-in-chief over here, Barry, and you got the Congress. And Congress, you know, they're all just a bunch of lapdogs. We went through a major transformation about, what was it, around 1870. We've been under military martial law ever since then, and the commander-in-chief has basically recessed or adjourned Parliament or our House, our bicameral House, and these guys are just all actors. That's why we need to get rid of the established two-party political system, because the actors, bought off as they are by all the corporations, the actors just perpetuate the charade, all right? We need to have real people, real faces, people that don't have ties to Goldman Sachs or GE or Monsanto, all right, to be able to bring to the table the real discussion. Stop bitching and moaning about budgets and wars and rumors of wars. It's time to begin the Operation Clean Sweep. Get rid of these lying batards. I don't know what the people in the United States would do if they figured out what the swindle is that they've lived on under all of their lives and their fathers and their grandfathers fighting in all of these insane wars. all the way back to the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, Lincoln's War. I wonder what the people in the United States would do if they found out about the Holocaust hoax en masse. What would happen if we could have the control media for just a week? Could we turn this whole thing inside? I don't know whether we could turn it inside out or not. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, kicking off the shoreline, moving into the second hour of today's two-hour transmission, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for all of those out there in Radioland. Just joining us after their top-of-the-hour news and weather break, you are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You can find our chat room this morning, becomevocallocal.com, to engage in our chat room discussion. You can also go through TalkStream, listen to Player that way. Help bump up Become Vocal Local in the talk stream ratings. Always appreciate it when you click on over there. You can certainly come right back, jump back in. You don't go anyplace. Actually, it's just a different way of listening. Anyway, first hour of today is broadcast news. Lots of news. And we're going to drop the news because I'm not going to do any more news. Newsy news. Lots of news. It's an endless stream of news. Received an interesting mailing from one of our listeners as regards to a potential guest This would be a gentleman, Eric Peterson. He sent me some material. But in Thomas Jefferson's own words and essays on the American ideal, light and liberty, this little booklet that they sent along with a long letter is the Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. I'd be very interested in acquiring this book and reading it, and then if I concur with the author or feel as though it's good to you, I'll bring them on the air. I don't bring on very many guests, but I've been working through this Pursuit of Happiness, and we start to broadcast that way each and every day. Of course, those that listen and only in the second hour don't get the whole opening, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced Pursuit of Happiness, as I like to say, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local, all right? And the next phrase that I use, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, and bringing to your attention on a day-by-day-by-day basis these two concepts, philosophical radicalism and the pursuit of happiness. And anybody that's listened to this broadcast these past 3 years ought to be able to speak intelligently on those two items. If not, it's time to do your homework. They're very important. One, philosophical radicalism, that goes back, of course, to Jeremy Bentham, John Austin, James Mill, John Stuart Mill. This pursuit of happiness goes back all the way to Francis Hutcheson, Scotland. And if we can't understand the pursuit of happiness, we don't know what the founders had in mind when they used the term pursuit of happiness in lieu of the Lockean life, liberty, and property. All right? But life, liberty, and property, John Locke's philosophy, and of course we've shared from a book that was sent to us by Jay Jing out of the chat room, also a host on the Orion Network. But he sent us a copy of an interesting book on Locke, the treatises on constitutional government, I believe, just off the memory. It's already put in the other room. It's been months and months now since we went through it, read the whole thing, and looked at it. But if we can understand and appreciate the redundancy in life, liberty, and property. Life, liberty, and property, all right? Life, liberty, and property really are three ways of saying just about the same thing. Without property, of course, there is no life. We can get that from Andrew J. Galambos in the studies that we've had here of his Volitional Science series, where Andrew Galambos is styled, he's a logician, by the way, a NASA guy, originally a logician, modern, recently, anyway, taught a lot, had seminars, went all around California, all around America, teaching people his Volitional Science concepts. But I like his first two definitions best of all, his idea of that if we can understand property and define it rightly, it's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your chiefest, most property is that vessel that is indwelt by your spirit. Okay? That's your number one property. So when we look at the Karl Mordecai and Marx and Frederick Engels' 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto and see at the top of the list the abolition of private property, that's the abolition of you. You, my friend. So life, liberty, and property is all basically the same thing. Property being life. Man can't have a life without that property interest. All right. So your first interest is in your life. It's your property. And then if we can rightly understand freedom, freedom is 100% control of your property, 100% control of the time. And there's a corollary. Galambos didn't write it. I thought of it. Just share it with you. It's an if-then proposition from logic, but if that's the case, then the corollary, the opposite, would be 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. In other words, your rights end where the rights of another man begins. And so we can move through our lives on that stead. Then life, liberty, and property starts to make a little sense to us, but it's this pursuit of happiness that lays in the background. Well, just from the table of contents of this book, and again, they didn't send me the book, they just sent me some excerpts. Faith, happiness, aspiration, fitness, cheerfulness, gratitude, sincerity, not thirsting for gain, seeing the good, Jesus, nature's beauty, humility, sacrifice, being true to yourself, self-perfection, and doing what is right, simplicity, living in the present, enthusiasm, patriotism, liberty, dreaming of the impossible, oneness, hope, life, acceptance, self-giving, forgiveness, love, patience, self-discipline, not fearing loss, silence, truth-seeking, peace, and prayer, and then a chronology. And it's interesting because the author was able to get a collection, the Lipscomb and Berg edition, mint collection of Jefferson's work, substantially complete. And so he's had the opportunity to study the writings very intimately of the inner sides or the inner workings of who was Thomas Jefferson from some very credible sources. But anyway, I'm a little troubled by some of the people that have written here some promos. One of them is the Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Another one is the President Mikhail Gorbachev, Louis Auchincloss, and Willard Stern Randall. He's the author of Thomas Jefferson, A Life, and I would like to read that book as well. But I'll just share a couple with you. Liberty. Here you go, Liberty. Had a little discussion about that in the chat room. I've sworn upon the altar of God, Jefferson wrote, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. To preserve the independence of the people, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. We must make our election between economy and liberty, or profusion and servitude. Servitude. Of course, there's lots of words. I like to think of liberty as simply freedom, wearing a dog collar and a leash. Okay? Or liberty, the tie, liber, that's the root, Latin, free, the free, liber. Liberum is the free. Liber is free. Got the definite article. But it's that tie on the end. It's the tie that binds, the liberty. It ties up freedom. And so we live, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, you know, until all men are created equal, if they are, and they understand that equality, then we're always going to have inequalities around us. Until such time as that we're all at the same point, the same place in our walk in life, until we all have gone to the same position in our quest to determine who we are and whose we are, we're going to have government and we'll have to have law. And government and law is that liberty. Liberty. It binds down freedom under the state, if you will, and agreements made by and between men where we take all of our rights, throw them in a barrel, and then we would draw out only those rights that we would offer to another. Everything else stays in the barrel. Life acceptance. If we keep together, Jefferson wrote, we shall be safe. And when error is so apparent as to become visible to the majority, they will correct it. We'll pick that up right after this. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Just a couple of more excerpts from this delightful pamphlet that I received in the mail. And certainly, folks, you can always send things to me if you want to bring it to me in hard copy. William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. I've been blessed over the months and years I've been on the air here on Oracle that I've received several really nice, delightful books to add to my library. And a variety of printouts, too, and some magazines and some other things that people wanted me to look at. And I certainly appreciate and value them. And oftentimes, if I like what you've sent to me, I'll bring it right out on the air like I'm doing right now. Here's a couple more little tidbits from Thomas Jefferson. I'll go ahead and order this book and take a look at it and read it. I'm always interested in coming to a full understanding of just what was meant by the pursuit of happiness. But here he writes this, Jefferson, forgiveness. I tolerate with the utmost latitude the right of others to differ from me in opinion without imputing to them criminality. A thought crime? Balderdash. You think what you want to think. I'll give you the utmost latitude to differ from me in opinions. You know, as I like to say, opinions are so much like elbows. We're all born with more than one. They're easily bent to suit whatever purpose is at hand. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I give you all the blessings for it. And I don't impute criminality to you for your opinion, right? Friendly nations always negotiate little differences in private. Too bad Barry the Usurper and the boys at NATO couldn't figure this one out. With Libya and some of the other places, little differences in private. Here's another one. War. I abhor war and view it as the greatest scourge of mankind. And in this instance, I couldn't agree with Thomas Jefferson more. When we lose the ability to talk and discuss and negotiate and resolve differences around a table, with a nice cold drink or whatever, and we turn to arms, that's the end of being civil. There's no doubt about it. Public debt, here's another one, quote, we shall all consider ourselves unauthorized to saddle posterity with our debts and morally bound to pay them ourselves. And again, it was Davy Crockett on the House, you know, says it's not ours to give. It's not ours to give. If we're going to incur a debt in one generation, it must be repaid in that generation by the people that incurred the debt. You don't pass it on to your children. Just not the way to go. Here's a little bit on self-discipline. Again, friendly nations always negotiate little differences in private. I hope that our wisdom will grow with our power and teach us that the less we use our power, the greater it will be. I learned from Zig Ziglar a long time ago. He had an interesting twist on life. But he said, in regards to meekness, you know, the Bible teaches that the meek shall inherit the earth. And Zig said, meekness is simply power with restraint. I have the power to crush you or to snuff out your life, but I restrain from employing that power against you. Anyway, let's jump into the Planning Commission, Planning and Zoning Commission. Yesterday we were reading directly from the handbook for planning commissioners in Missouri, and it talked about getting started in planning, and we'll come back to that book in a moment. But once you get on a planning commission, whether it's in your area locally, and again, we're just kind of extending this discussion that we had to 20 segments on FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system, where we found right inside that, once you go into Enhanced 911 in your county, that you're going to be trucking along, bringing along FEMA, and FEMA is going to dictate things that you need to do, and one of the things that you need to do in order to get in line of all the free shekels, all that grant and aid money, you're going to need to come up with comprehensive planning and zoning and the implementation, the adoption of the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, which all together combined transform your entire way of life in your little county from an island of freedom among a few remaining islands of freedom to just another hotbed of tyranny in progress. But this, from Chapter 4 of the Planning Board, once you're elected, this is some of the material that's given to you then by these various cogs, these councils of government, so that the people on the planning boards know what their duties and responsibilities. We always know what we expect. We expect the best out of somebody, but we're going to have to inspect to make sure we get what we expect. And so the councils of government, expecting the very best of voluntary compliance from these county commissions that are set up to do the planning and the zoning in their counties, in order to get that into that pipeline of free money, to get their noses firmly down in the hog trough and start eating that good corn, genetically modified as it is, they put out this kind of stuff. So the planning board, and this is just, you know, something you'd give to all of the members on the planning board after they've been nominated. They're not elected. They're appointed. All of these Soviets that have been created across America. It has been interesting over the years, this is Chapter 4 of the Planning Board, it has been interesting over the years to observe the reactions of various individuals upon their initial appointment to a planning board. You can imagine the reaction of Billy Long and a lot of these Tea Party, you know, hopefuls that they got elected. And they get to Congress, you know, now they get to go to Washington, D.C. They're shown where they can park their car. They're shown where they get their paycheck and where their toilet is and where they can live and bill it up, you know. And Bonnie Frank comes by and shows them the boys. And then they all go down into the basement in a dark room, you know, and like a dominatrix, in comes Janet Napolitano in fishnet hose, you know, with a whip and tall boots. And then she tells them what happened during Lincoln's war to this country, and lays it out for them to set aside all those constitutional discussions and all that notion about freedom. Anyway, must be really upsetting to them, and I'm sure it's upsetting to the people on a planning commission too. In some cases, a feeling of pride and real interest in the opportunity to be of service to the community has been evident. In others, I'm afraid, that I have seen an attitude which said, it's only to be expected, after all, the right political connections have been made. Some new board members, on the other hand, have a feeling of genuine awe and wonderment. Wow, they've made it. You know, that's what we like to do with becoming vocal local, is to find yourself in actual position of power as a seat and a seat on one of these boards and councils. You need to be there. There needs to be a voice of reason. There needs to be somebody out of the pack that isn't going to go along to get along. And we should look at the votes taken in these independent boards and councils and sometimes see a 6-4 vote and sometimes a 7-3 vote instead of just unanimous consent on everything, consent agendas. All right? Anyway, I recall distinctly the statement of a particular new appointee who sought my advice. Quote, yesterday I was just an ordinary citizen and I knew nothing about planning. Today I'm a member of the planning board. I don't feel any different. Was there supposed to be some magic in the swearing in? Am I now supposed to be an expert? What do I do? And how do I get started? Folks, these are the most frightening words that I could ever share with you. 99.9% of all of these people that you encounter in your daily walk around in your cities, in your towns, in your counties, and in your states, and even at the federal government, these people are absolutely ignorant. And we don't take away other people's liberty and freedom. We educate their ignorance. Now, granted, there's a great difference between ignorance and stupidity. Stupidity can often be fatal. But if they're just simply ignorant, before you beat them up, they're already in that position of power. Educate them and get them on our side. Get them to come to understand what is Agenda 21 and why they must oppose it in the 21st century. But they just ask these questions, you know. Today I'm a member of the planning board. I don't feel any different. Yesterday I was just an ordinary citizen, and I knew nothing about planning. And these are the people that are planning, and they plan wars, and they plan economies, and they plan for emergency preparedness. You can see how all that planning worked out for the people in Joplin and Tuscaloosa and elsewhere.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so again, just to give you a kind of a, an idea of, you know, how the difference between one way of going and another way of going. You can come into one of these meetings, you know, with your bullhorn and stand in the back, you know, and bullhorn to the audience, you know, just make an ass out of yourself in a public meeting. You can. You can do that if you like to be remembered as an ass, you know, the ass of the 21st century. But if you want to be a little bit more effective in the things that you do, it's oftentimes better to set the bullhorn down and leave it in the car, leave your Ron Paul hat and pins and all that in the truck, and just come in and sit down at these boards. Get a seat on the table. Actually be on these boards, all right? And arm yourself with all of the education, all the research. We always like to say, you know, on the broadcast, that true enough, knowledge can be is power. You know, everybody talks about knowledge is power. But knowledge is power only when it's combined with action. To know a thing is not sufficient. you must do the thing. As some people say, you judge them by their fruits, all right? So you do your homework and then understand that when you're sitting on these boards and councils, and I hope you will, your school board and elsewhere, when you're sitting there with the voice of reason, we need to realize that the other people are oftentimes living, you know, in ignorance. Well-meaning, you know, maybe, do-gooder, maybe, lots of that, you know. But a lot of times they are in ignorance. And unfortunately, many of them are county committee men and county committee women, and they take that ignorance to the state conventions with them. And they recommend various candidates for elected office. And they support them, they run them, they win them, they put out the signs and do all of those sorts of things too. Which is why it's to our advantage to become elected as county committee men and county committee women in our local voting precincts. Then we have some say as to who will be run as a candidate. You know, so it's not just a selection process that can actually become, once again, an election process of not political party guys, but representatives. And if we're all on the same plane, and we realize that the established two-party political system is the great barrier that stands between where we are today and where we need to have been 20 years ago, I think we'll be better off for it. Anyway, I mean, there is a lot to be said about, you know, rescinding your citizenship and get rid of your driver license and get rid of your Social Security card and all of these things, you know, and talk to Yachty Wadi on the side and live according to the laws of Moses or somebody. On the other side of the coin, we are losing, you know, the ship rapidly. And if we don't start to become political realists and get seriously active in this game for a period of years, there ain't no way we're going to come back to anything that even resembles freedom, perhaps in our lifetimes and our children's lifetimes. So, continuing. In all probability, this new person, he, she, it, that came onto the planning board. In all probability, the author writes, he became an excellent planning board member and was able to render valuable service. Unfortunately, the author continues, not all new appointees are similarly imbued with the desire for knowledge. All right, some people love that area of voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion. They will go along lockstep and along forever on these boards and councils, and they never get replaced. The really ignorant ones with the blinders on, they're just reappointed after reappointed, and they're moved up, and really, in a way, the stupider they are, the higher they go. Because they're not a threat. They're not thinking. You know, they're sentient beings, but you kind of have to hold a mirror up in front of their lips from time to time to make sure they're still alive. In order to understand planning and the duties and responsibilities of a planning board member, it is well to understand the theory behind the organization of the governmental structure established to facilitate planning. And buddy, underline that one. I highlighted it in pink. You better understand what's going on in this area because this is what's happening to your life. This is destroying your relationship with your property. And there can't be anything more dangerous than to allow ourselves to be dialogued into this consensus that we move away from private property ownership and the individual into the subsuming underneath or beneath the collective. And that's precisely what happened in 1870 when we moved away from constitutionally limited republics, several states as republics, and came into this idea that they were all democracies and social justice. As we've noted, planning during its early stages was conducted on a rather informal basis. And informal basis planning is just ducky. It's fine. It's not going towards the accomplishment of a predetermined outcome. It's not uniform, law commission, model codes, and model acts. It would be really wonderful to think that you could drive to some place in Alabama and see a nice little Alabama town. You could drive up to Massachusetts and see the lap of Marxism and the Ivy League schools. That you could go out to some place in like Minot, North Dakota, and have a different experience. What the hell is this that we have to have a Walmart and a Long John Silver's fish and chip joint and a Dollar General and all of them packed together, and that our entire world, no matter where we go, it's all baggy pants, big shirts, and caps turned on backwards? What's up with that? Anything wrong with having individuals living individually? You know, true diversity means that there's a difference. Go out and look at your lawn. You want to know how we can and ought live on this planet, just go outside, turn off the computer, go out. If you don't go any further, just look at your lawn and see about what your lawn is all about. Are you 100% Bermuda grass? What have you done? What have you done to that soil? My lawn, you can start eating at the back door and eat all the way to the driveway, and it's just all food. With the advent of planning as an organized function of government, it became necessary to devise machinery for effectuating the planning process. The pioneers in the field were wise enough to realize that planning, in order to be meaningful and effective, should be as free as possible of political pressure, and to that I say BS. Go up on your internet connection and look at the Garden Cities program. Go in and look at the mind of Lewis Mumford. Find out a little bit more about Ian McCarg and some of the greats, some of the great planners. Only back and look at the city of New York, or, you know, I'm not, excuse me, Washington, D.C., L'Enfance, infant, the infant. The pioneers in the field were wise, that's for sure, to realize that planning, in order to be meaningful and effective, should be as free as possible of political pressure. Well, it was felt that the agency responsible for the planning process, while in direct touch with the government, should be to a degree set apart and lifted above routine pressures and political campaigns. What are they really talking about? That the planning commission should be an unelected, unrepresentative, appointed Soviet. Where you, the people, we, the people, because of this apathy that has been instilled in us, not only from education, but also in the media, and the electronic voting system that has given, making everybody just completely disheartened with the process, because these are unelected boards and councils, 99 9/10% and greater percentage than that of the population never go to a planning commission board, unless it's happening to be biting them in the butt. But then, unfortunately, because 99 9/10% of the people don't go, you go there, make your appeal to a board of adjustments, there's nobody else in the room, you're crucified, it's never in the newspaper. You don't get your satisfaction, the juggernaut just continues to crush forward. I've seen it time and again. All right? So continuing. It was also realized early that planning should have a degree of continuity. That's the continuity of government, COGS. All right? And that great damage could be done to the process by permitting wholesale periodic changeovers of personnel. They do not want to allow wholesale periodic changeovers of personnel, even though our founders said that people are willing to suffer the abuses as long as the abuses are sufferable, but that tree of liberty needs to be watered from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots, okay? We need to have wholesale periodic changeovers in personnel from time to time to avoid this patronage system that has brought us to our knees with people retiring from public service after 20 years of service with salaries from their pensions of in excess of $100,000 a year being underwritten by your tax dollars. It was obvious, too, from the beginning that citizen interest and participation were essential. All right? And so they sawed off that wall. They sawed that and they created a firewall there. The firewall, the malaise of apathy was created right there. So that citizen interest and participation didn't exist, and that the most direct possible relationship should exist between average citizens and the members of the planning agency. Now, they do that today through the dialogue to consensus meetings. This is the Delphi technique. We've talked about the change agents, the bronze men, and sitting everybody down and treating them like children, boys and girls. Okay, boys and girls, let's all sit down around our little round tables. We've got pens and paper out for everybody because you're so stupid you didn't bring a notepad to take notes. And here, look, we've got this paper easel set up here, and we're going to dialogue a consensus around the talking points and come to a predetermined conclusion. If you're too stupid to realize that's what we're doing, I'm not going to write down anything on my flip chart unless it fits the party line. But boy, if you say anything that does, we'll write it down, and we got plenty of staffers in the room to make sure those words are said. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extend
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So let's go back in quickly. You know, I've got so much to say. It's a little time to get it all in each of these broadcasts. And so that's why we have so many of these multi-part series, because there's a lot to say. But this, out of a century of service, a centennial history of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws by Walter P. Armstrong, Jr., published by West Publishing Company. And it is in my library, along with other material from the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, their 2004-2005 reference book and other materials. You can certainly access this material yourself. Just type it into the browser, the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, or Uniform Law Commissioners, and you will immediately come to their website, and you can order these books for your own library. But in May of that year, there appeared in the American Mercury, this is 1925, an article entitled The Uniform Law Craze by John Hemphill, a Philadelphia lawyer, which was less than complimentary of the conference. He spoke of the, quote, sovereign horde of yokels within and without the state legislatures who continue to doff their hats to the conference and to do its bidding, the mad desire to make everything uniform, and the wholesale production of nonsense by this now imbecilic child of the American Bar Association. He then added, quote, each and every piece of uniformity jockeyed through the dull legislatures of the several states is, in the final analysis, an attack upon decentralized government, and to that extent, a theft from the states. The greater the uniformity, the greater will be the demand for more uniformity, until eventually the states will be but townships of the American empire, and the people will be led and cajoled and driven like soldiers. It may be argued, perhaps, that this tendency should not be curbed, but for the eradication of individualism and local government will be best for the rank and file. But it is submitted that this argument should not prevail unless and until the American experiment in government has definitely proven itself to be a failure. Mr. Madison's ideas of rights of the states are still worth fighting for. It is not yet futile to contend against federal larceny by constitutional amendment, and it is still worthwhile to give battle against the half-brother of the federal larceny, the pressures for uniformity. Now back to this discussion from the planning book here. This going out to these new planners. It was also realized early that planning should have a degree of continuity and that great damage could be done to the process by permitting wholesale periodic changes of personnel. It was obvious, too, from the beginning that the citizen interest and participation were essential. It's dropped down a bit. Thus, the idea was formulated for the agency within the local government, which came to be known as the Planning Board or the Planning Commission. And also see the Gozplan, G-O-Z-P-L-A-N, in Stalin's Soviet Russia. Although earlier attempts had been made at organizing this function, the basic model still followed almost universally in the United States was suggested by the Department of Commerce in 1932 in conjunction with the development of a Model State Planning Enabling Act. The Model Act. This is the product of the National Conference on Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, all right? The Model Act, okay? The International Code Council's body of model codes and acts. Uniformity, as wicked then as today. The Model Act provided for the creation of an agency comprised of both elected officials and appointed citizens to be charged with the responsibility of preparing planning studies and programming the future development of the municipality. And for that, you could go to Chicago 1313. Just type it in your browser. Many states, and particularly those operating under the philosophy of home rule, underline that, highlight it, home rule, just browse it up, have adopted planning enabling acts which closely follow this model. Even in those states where cities operate under specific charters, the framework for the provision of the planning function within the charter is typically patterned after the Model Act. You think all this stuff just happens by accident in your town? All of a sudden some good Christian soldier of the cross, you know, some one of these rugged individualist fellows comes up and says, "Hey, I think we ought to have a planning commission." Amen, brother. Do we have a witness? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The planning commission is now created. It doesn't have to take any longer than that. Less than 4 or 5 seconds. And if you're asleep at the meeting, nodding off in the back row, it came and gone so fast that you couldn't object it. The actual stimulus at the local level for organizing a planning board may and frequently does come from several directions. I've been trying to bring out all of these directions from the international financial community, the international and global community, all the way down to the local level. It's coming at you from 1,000 different directions. We have so many different agencies that are all part of this pie. Each and every one of them require all of this planning and zoning in order for them to function locally. It's all done through voluntary compliance, and your silence is your assent. The most usual instigation, however, is from some part of the citizenry. A civic group such as the Junior Chamber of Commerce. I'm the past president of the Seattle Junior Chamber of Commerce. I held the Speaker of the House of the Washington State JC Legislature for 2 years. I'm familiar with this organization. Again, a civic group such as the Junior Chamber of Commerce, the Lions, the Rotary, the Kiwanis, or a taxpayers' association frequently becomes concerned with the future welfare of the municipality and begins asking questions. See, a JC chapter can be approached by some financier to finance their beer parties and their dance club or their bingo hall. And then they will go out and do a civic duty, and they'll promote the creation of a planning commission or some other thing in the area. What they really want to do is to have beer parties and chase the girls and dance with them. And that's what young men and women between the ages of 18 and 35 do. But the sideline is that under the cover of your local JC, your Lion, your Rotary, your Kiwanis Club, or any of the other Bugs and Bunny or Bear, you know, animal groups, these things come on. And you read about it in the newspaper. You think, oh, how laudable it is. Why these young people are so excited, the future farmers of America. Wow, they're so excited. We ought to support them in that. After all, they're the young, they're the children, and they're planning for their future. In a very short time, they may become aware of the fact that planning is the only practical way to cope with these problems, and that the organization of a planning board is essential to the process. Interested citizens, in turn, arouse others, and elected officials are encouraged to pass an ordinance creating a planning board. And that's how it happens, step by step by step by step. And I've got Step Up to Leadership, Community Leadership, and other three-ring binders on the shelf right here beside my radio table. And I can show you how this comes right out of your university extension agency, how it comes right out of the Tavistock Institute, right out of the Brookings Institute, right out of the Pew Foundation, and all the rest of these guys, the Petersons, the Republican Libertarian Caucus, and all the rest of the caucuses. They got their caucuses in us so deep now we can scarcely breathe. But anyway, in a great many cases, regrettably, the community is not impressed with the need for action until some particularly unfortunate occurrence in the community development takes place. All right? This is this crisis management. Why it's so necessary for something like the Joplin tornado to be run up the flagpole and made national news, international news. It's being spoken of all over the internet in talk radio. Everybody's got their eyes on Joplin, all right? And I could read right out of the local newspaper the pathetic stuff that people are being asked to do, like donate your money, or get on the freedom train with one of the church groups and go up there and volunteer for some time. A young boy here locally set up a lemonade stand. Now, ordinarily, if a young person sets up a lemonade stand, they're likely to be arrested for operating a business without a license. But this young fellow was able to bring in $700 of cash money that could be donated to the people in Joplin. So a good thing happened here in Missouri. He wasn't tasered to the ground and imprisoned. His parents weren't dragged out of their home by CPS. Anyway. So anyway, they'd have none of it, not in fact, by be bothered even to prepare and enact a zoning ordinance. Shortly after the Second World War, the community underwent development at an astronomical rate. And it was shortly after the Second World War that most of the states in the Union rewrote their constitutions, firmly setting themselves up as democracies as opposed to sovereign republics. And, of course, that was just a continuation of the work that was done, the great work under Abraham Springsteen or Abraham Lincoln. Well, cogitate and modulate on all these interesting things. Have a great weekend. I'll do my lawn, and I'll see you all again on Monday. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.